Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Monday, 12 January 2026. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. Mashingo chief blocks co-opening in abuse of power. Concerns mount over eco-cake security. SDA elder warns church against being drawn into politics by Tagrei. And now for the news in detail. Parents and learners in Murinye Mashingo province were left stranded after Chief Murinye blocked the road to Riverton Academy Extension, preventing the new boarding school from opening. The chief urged parents to take their children home, claiming the school had been built without his approval. However, the school owner, Philemon Mutangiri, has dismissed the claim, telling Mashingo Mirror that he consulted traditional leaders during construction and even provided electricity infrastructure to the chief's home state. He further alleged that the chief is now demanding an agreement for his children to attend the school for free. Critics say the case highlights growing abuse of authority by some traditional leaders, whom they accuse of being emboldened by political protection linked to the ruling ZANU-PF party. Chief Murinye confirmed he was summoned to the office of the Minister of State for Mashingo Province. However, in a statement released this afternoon, the chief states,
"Yesterday, the minister called me to say, can you kindly allow the children and parents to proceed so that you could come tomorrow to the office and we can try and resolve the matter. But just before I got there, I saw an article which said Chief Murinye was summoned by the resident minister so that he can be told what to do. And I was sitting in the reception area when the education director came out. He was just talking. She didn't realize that I was there. She says, okay, we need to know how to do the paperwork. She was just coming off that office, the minister's office, where it is filled up with people, members of the joint
operations command,
and all other people who are seated in there. So when I got in there, I just said, minister, in the first instance, I want to make reference to Section 282 so that you know that this meeting that you are summoning me to attend is not proper, because I'm making reference of Section 282 and I need to read that to the nation so that they understand. Section 282, subsection 2, except as provided in an Act of Parliament, traditional leaders have authority, jurisdiction and control over the communal land or other areas for which they have been appointed, and over persons which within those communal lands or areas. Subsection 3, in the performance of their functions, traditional leaders, this is the key, traditional leaders are not subject to the direction or control of any person or authority, except as may be prescribed in an Act of Parliament, of which there is nothing that is prescribed at the moment. I stood up and left. That's why I'm now here. I'm leaving. I understand from the manner in which the education director came out that they've already authorized that the school should proceed. The school should go ahead. And I'm not surprised it's going to happen that way. But I'm also pursuing this matter to the highest authority on land so that he knows that as a traditional leader, I'm being intimidated. I am not supposed to carry out my duties without fear or favor where it concerns those who have got money. This is my story. Thank you very much.
Concerns are mounting over the security of EcoCash Zimbabwe's mobile money platform following reports of customers losing money through suspected fraudulent transactions. Affected users are questioning why stolen funds cannot be easily traced or reversed and whether the system is adequately protected against abuse. Some are also asking where the stolen money is being withdrawn and why such cases continue to occur. EcoCash has not yet issued a detailed public response addressing these concerns. A Seventh-day Adventist church has urged the church to protect itself from being drawn into politics amid controversy involving businessman Tagrei Kudakwashe. Elder Tabani Mpofu said the church should not be used as political cover following a social media incident in which Tagrei was referred to as HE, sparking speculation about presidential ambitions. Mpofu criticized attempts to explain the title as meaning head elder, calling the claim misleading. He urged Tagrei's associates to keep political matters separate from the church. He warned that the SDA church risks becoming a political target if it fails to distance itself from individual political ambitions. Analysts warned that wealthy business figures linked to ZANU-PF are increasingly using their financial muscle to influence internal party dynamics as succession battles intensify ahead of 2026. The concerns followed the rise of businessmen Kudakwashe Tagrei and Paul Tungarara into mainstream party structures. Tagrei was co-opted into the ZANU-PF Central Committee amid objections from some senior officials, while Tungarara's entry has reportedly faced resistance in Manicaland. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga remains widely viewed as a front-runner to succeed Emmerson Mnangagwa. However, analysts say Tagrei is now emerging as a possible dark horse contender. Political analyst Ruben Bofana says man is said to become a decisive factor in ZANU-PF politics. He warned that the growing role of wealthy could fuel factionalism and shift politics away from public interest toward personal gain. ZANU-PF has convened a high-level meeting of senior intelligence and defense officials to strategize against what it calls a renewed political threat from President Nelson Chamisa. Sources say the party is reassessing the opposition landscape following President Chamisa's departure from the CCC and his plans for a new political movement. Analysts say this reflects a shift in Zimbabwe's political environment. However, opposition commentators argue that framing Chamisa as the source of upheaval ignores deeper public frustrations with governance and the economy. Zimbabwe will this month begin the first rollout of Lenkepfa, a long-acting HIV prevention injection. Starting in 12 high-priority districts and urban centers, the Minister of Health and Child Care says the rollout will begin in areas including Harare, Bulawayo, Gweru, Mashingo, Mutare, and Chitungwiza, with expansion to districts such as Karoi, Kwekwe, and Gwanda. Permanent Secretary Dr. Aspect Maunganidze said that close to 400 health workers have already been trained and preparations including guidelines and monitoring tools are complete. Health experts say long-acting injectable prevention method could be a game-changer in reducing new HIV infections, especially among people who struggle with daily medication. And in news from local communities, a new footbridge in Mutasa has triggered a firestorm for criticism over its $70,000 price tag. The Premier South footbridge was commissioned by the provincial minister. The cost was revealed online by a senior government official, sparking immediate disbelief and anger. Many citizens are questioning the project's value, accusing the government of misplaced priorities. Local leader Senator Chief James Mutasa says the community's urgent need is for vehicle bridges to support the economy, not footbridges. Critics have also taken aim at the lavish commissioning ceremony, suggesting the event itself may have cost more than the bridge. The Office of the Member of Parliament for Wangi Central has announced the successful convening of a constituency development fund implementation committee meeting over the weekend. The meeting was attended by MPs, office staff, councillors and development committee representatives. It adopted a project plan that includes ward consultations, the drilling and installation of solar-powered boreholes and jojo tanks in wards 1, 4, 5, 6 and 14, as well as project review workshops and community feedbacks. Residents in Chipinge have urged government to urgently address alleged corruption at the local government complex, saying passport applicants are being forced to pay bribes. Some residents have called on the Criminal Investigation Department to visit the offices and assess the situation firsthand. Heavy flooding yesterday afternoon forced the pedestrians in Harare Central Business District to wade through water as several streets were submerged. The incident once again exposes ongoing problems with the city's drainage system. Shirezi Central MP Ropafazo Makomire has criticized the ZANU-PF Youth League's Politics Mobazi campaign, which seeks to use public transport for political engagement. Makomire argues that buses, churches and funerals are shared civic space meant for dignity and reflection, not political campaigning. He says citizens do not board public transport to be canvassed and warned that exploiting passengers' vulnerability amounts to coercion rather than democratic outreach. In international news, Iran has warned it will retaliate if the United States intervenes as nationwide protests enter their third week. U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened action to protect demonstrators following the deadly crackdown by Iranian security forces. Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakar Qalibaf said Israel and U.S. military interest in the region could become legitimate targets, accusing of Washington and Israel of fueling the unrest. Despite government pressure, protesters continued to demonstrate in Tehran and other cities over the weekend. Human rights groups report more than 100 deaths and thousands of arrests since the protest began, although the full scale remains unclear due to an ongoing internet blackout. The protests started over rising prices but have since expanded into wider opposition against Iran's leadership. And finally, in sports news, Motherwell coach James Bartel Asco says it will be difficult to keep Zimbabwe striker Tawanda Maswanise amid growing interest from other clubs. Maswanise is currently leading the Scottish Premiership scoring chart with 10 goals and has scored 15 across all competitions this season. The 22-year-old was on target again in Motherwell's 1-1 draw against Hibernian over the weekend. Asco praised Maswanise's consistency and goal threat, saying the club's priority is to get the best out of the squad this season, while acknowledging that player movement is likely in the next transfer window. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Mashingo chief blocks school opening in abuse of power. Concerns mount over Echo Cage security. SDA elder warns church against being drawn into politics by Tagirei. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Rutendo Chinzara, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.